Manor. Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we are on fire, and we're talking with John Clark now. Is Ernie still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Still
there?
Okay, Ernie, you can continue and wrap up so we can take other calls. Sure.
Yes, I would like to encourage your listeners to also call your congressmen and senators and ask them to stop the Peru and Panamanian free trade deals, so-called free trade deals. These are bad deals. And while they're at it, let's urge our representatives to say no, and it's way past time to withdraw from NAFTA. As Congressman Good has sponsored a resolution, House Concurrent Resolution 22, opposing NAFTA, and also D.V. Kidd, as you mentioned, Rick, has in many of her articles talked about withdrawing from NAFTA and recommending that. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's withdraw from the U.N., too, while we're at it, okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
that would solve all of our problems, I think, internationally, is getting out. But I appreciate your call very much, Ernie. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Any comment, John?
No, the people they mentioned are very good. And
there's a handful. I mean, there's the 38.
Well, it's going to be really serious because the Democrats are going to take complete control when this comes up.
Well, the Republicans have given it to them, you know. They've handed it over to them.
The Republicans like McCain, who's not a Republican, he's a rhino, but now he's all of a sudden, on the side of, enforcing our immigration laws. Brownback the same way. Brownback was one of the worst in the Senate. Mm-hmm. Now he's running, and Giuliani saying the same thing. They've all been converted. Oh, yes, we now do enforce our laws. And as far as these...
we've got Mitt Romney is the same. They're all the same. Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, you've named a few.
They're
all phony baloney Republicans.
Yeah, and this is the Democrats, the Republicans just can't get it together. If they could... people hate Hillary and Obama. They don't want these two people in.
That Bush is quietly advising Hillary Clinton, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're
buddy-buddy.
Yeah. Bill Clinton and Bush, they're all in the same...
the dynasty.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, at least you realize all of that. No question. All right. Let me see if I can start a call right now. And our next call, let's see here, is, I believe, Gary in Tennessee. Is that right, Gary?
Yeah, that'd
okay,
be the name.
Gary. Yes. Hello.
Yes?
You're on the air with John Clark and Rick Adams.
Thank you very much. Ditto to what the previous caller had to say. I think the Lord said, he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another saying about living in glass houses and throwing stones.
Uh-huh.
We've got enough corruption in Washington, D.C. We need to clean our own house up before we start going around picking on
Well, that's where
countries.
The enemy is, and let's get used to it. Let's wake up,
Yeah.
I mean, Rome was the same. The same thing in ancient Rome. And they were chasing terrorists all over the world, flying all over the planet, the armada, the ships, and rotting from within. The barbarians simply walked across the borders and took over. And that's what's happening to us right now. It's the same process. We don't learn from history, do we?
Apparently not. My point is this, is we have no business having gone to Iraq or Afghanistan or the Balkans and destroying those countries with depleted uranium.
Mm-hmm.
And... we have black elements within the FBI, CIA, goes right up to the White House. And I would bet you dollars to donuts that there are some black elements within Blackwater that are dressed up like Muslims, that are creating violence on Sunnis and violence on the other group, Shiites.
Mm-hmm.
And planning even roadside bombs for
Hey, we've
got to
take a break. If you want to hang on for a minute, you may, Gary, but let's take a quick break and we'll get back to our guest, John Clark, on the line, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on Republic.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, oh well, truer words were never spoken from the horse's mouth. Gary, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm
okay, what did you want to add to your brilliant, articulate conversation?
I myself refuse to judge a person by their race or their religion. Mm-hmm. I do not swallow the fact that all Muslims want to kill Americans or white people.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that. I lived in Saudi Arabia, and I had two types of reception over there. I had those that spit on me because I was an American, and I had those that invited me into their homes and would give you the shirt off your back. So, you know, we got some bad people here in the United States.
Yeah, they're running the government.
And race and religion is not it. They're either good or bad people. Now, the only person I would judge on religion if they're a Satanist and they do human sacrifices, there I draw the line. But I just can't go along with this idea that all Muslims hate us. I thought that the treatment that Ahmadinejad, I believe that's mm-hmm. the way you pronounce his name. I probably mm-hmm. like Letterman butchered it up pretty good. But as head of state, and because of he's Muslim and they want to attack Iran, I think that his reception by the officials in the United States was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to say.
All right. Well, we appreciate your articulate call, and we certainly thank you for your contribution, Sir Gary.
Thank you, John. I don't disagree with everything John has to say either.
Well, we don't all agree, that's for sure. But
yeah, I think we're all Americans,
and yeah, I think we're moving in the same direction. I hope, and you know, the problem is that there are forces that seek to divide us, and what they want to do is get us fighting on all of these foreign sources of enemies that have been created by the domestic enemies, and the real enemy is within. And I think we can agree on that, no question.
Well, of course, and, you know, I don't mean 100% of Muslims. That's not, you know, I've seen the same films where these people in Iraq are very friendly to our soldiers, and then the others that are chopping our people's heads off, Americans, you know, and they keep calling us racist. These are the racists. It's like these illegal Mexicans coming in and say, we're going to kill the gringo. But if you say anything at all about that these are illegal Mexicans, then you're the racist. I don't hate anybody. The only people that I hate are people that hate this country. And when Muslims come into this country and they can't adhere to our culture, we have to change to their culture. Now, then you have to start drawing the line. You know, when they want their driver's licenses taken with their veil over their face, I mean, they want special treatment. There are so many groups in this country now that want special treatment. You know, where is it going to end? Now they can't say Christmas in a certain areas because it will offend the Muslims. You know, it's getting totally out of control. And that's what I'm talking about when I say Muslims. I mean, you know, Islam and Christians and Muslims have been at war for centuries. And they keep bringing them in and they want their own, culture with them. Hey, stay there with your own culture. We have our own culture, and it's being demonized every single day by these people.
You know, look who opened the floodgates in America and told us we had to accommodate the world. That was the ADL types, the Modi's types, you see. Southern Poverty Law Center. Yeah,
right.
And these are the people that, you know, do not wish to have a constitutional republic. They've given us the separation of church and state nonsense. They've allowed the federal government to come into communities and dictate to us how we must accommodate people rather than leaving the state sovereign. No, these are the enemies, no question about it. And once they've created this mess, now they want to clamp down on our rights and our freedom. And they want IDs, and they want chips. No, that's nonsense. And this border situation, John, where we have these tunnels now, and I don't know if you've seen them firsthand.
They've had tunnels for years down there. They've uncovered tunnels from San Diego to Texas.
Well, what about human beings? As you used to call for that right from the beginning, putting an army right there on the border, the Army of the United States defending the border, not in the states, but at the border.
Well, they keep saying because of Posse Comitatus, we can't do that, now, which is nonsense because Posse Comitatus means that you cannot use the military against U.S. citizens.
Right.
We're not using it against it. It's facing outward, protecting this country.
Well, that's where the National Guard would come in.
Put there in prison by Chertoff, tried for years to get the military on the border. And he told me years ago before he went into prison, he's, John, I can't do it. You people are going to have to do it, meaning grassroots. So, again, we have to do it. American people have to pull up their bootstraps and say enough is enough. And like the caller that called in from Virginia, he's right. Yes, there is a awakening of the American public. You know, say, hey, this is ridiculous, and that's one of the reasons why the amnesty was stopped. Months ago, because people were outraged, and not only that, Lou Dobbs and yourself and people like Steve Brown, he's a radio talk show host in Omaha. He's always on this. You guys are unsung heroes.
I don't know about us being heroes, but I know one thing, that we have to do what we have to do. And
there is no alternative.
I can't give in. No, I just can't give in or give up either. So, I mean, that's what we're here for. And whether anybody cares or not is beside the point. You know, I just feel better at night knowing that I've done my share. And I wish I could do more. And if most people sit on their hands and won't call, won't get up and protest or do anything, then they're going to be the losers on Judgment Day, because they have allowed this evil to take over their nation, and they've just turned their eyes closed. Did they put on the blinders?
It has nothing to do with migrants or, you know, they keep calling them immigrants. We're in a, it's a battle between good and evil because the forces that are using these illegals or immigrants or whatever are evil forces. Their goal is destruction of Christians, get rid of Christianity, get rid of our icons.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to Washington, D.C. all the time, and the museums down there, you'd swear that the white man never created this country. And
right.
The same way in Philadelphia. They're changing history.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, I was looking at it from another
Mike,
direction.
I can't hear you too well. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm actually on a speakerphone and on Skype. Can you hear me better now?
Slightly, yeah.
Okay,
speak
anyway.
Up.
All right. I was going to look at that from another different perspective. I called your show before. Both my parents came from Germany.
Yes.
I'm 48 years old, and they both went through the war there. And what they were is displaced people. And that's one thing that we don't look at is all these wars cause a lot of displaced people. And Mexico, for instance, they have a problem. They're becoming displaced because of a very corrupt government themselves. And it's a strange world we're looking in at, but we got to be really careful about saying they hate us. I mean, why not? it's my own personal opinion that the reason why we're being invaded right now is because, well, that's a judgment from God. We're going to go in and invade other countries. You think that we're exempt from the law and that we wouldn't be invaded too? Well, there's a lot of different perspectives to look
well,
at.
Well, that's the irony of this whole evil of this government in Washington. And Bush
that's
is
right.
at the helm there and saying that, hey, we don't want Iran to invade Iraq, but we've just invaded Iraq, but we've liberated them, you know? And, of course, we are seeing the same invasion here at Mexico, and Bush applauds it, says it's wonderful. They call them guests. They're guest workers. They're not terrorists. They're guests.
Right.
People who drive you off the road, kill your children, shoot them, you know, kill the police. These are our guests, George Bush says. Now, this man is a psychopath. These people are psychopaths, and we've tolerated it.
I don't even like that term, psychopath. They've got a seared conscience. They don't.
All right, you can call them whatever
they don't
want.
Have
sociopath,
any empathy.
Whatever.
They don't feel what other, you know, they don't. They can see people bleeding, dying, everything, and they don't feel anything.
Right.
They're awful. But
sociopath,
I really,
psychopath, whatever. But they are definitely
evil. I don't even like
evil.
Those terms. I think those terms were invented by psychopaths and sociopaths.
Oh, gee whiz. Come on. All right.
Anyway, okay. I really appreciate what your guest is doing there. But, there's so many different perspectives to look at this.
Of course, of course. That's why we have the show.
I believe God has given us all a piece of land. Mm. And what these psychopaths are doing is actually they're stealing our land from us. And, land, we're so close to the land we're supposed to be because that's where we come from. And we're being displaced everywhere.
Well, isn't it ironic that they're driving the American people off their own land with these mortgages, these unaffordable taxes, and yet they're paying taxpayers' dollars to finance an illegal invasion? What does that tell you?
Our land is being stolen very
exactly.
methodically. By a group of people.
By the enemy within. Yep. I agree.
I appreciate what your guest is doing and you too there, Rick.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate your call as well, Mike. I don't know if you could stay until the bottom of the hour anyway, John, but we'll come back
ahead,
if you
Rick.
Wish. Can you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. All right. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and our number is 800-313-9443. Agree or disagree? We're talking about a whole host of issues here tonight, and we started off really talking about Joe Turner and what he's trying to do in San Bernardino, California. We're going to get him on the show, John, and bring him on because he is a young man, and he knows he has the most to lose when America goes down. So, all right, we will be right back with John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. The Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now, and we have John Clark with us, and we have Dylan in Texas who wants to join the program now. Hello, Dylan.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
John Clark, what's your website?
Our website is www.immigrationcontrol.com.
Immigrationcontrol.com.
Right.
All right. Great. I'm aware of your work, really, only through RBN. You know, I've heard you as a guest on, and I take it in faith that you do the work you say you do, because fine gentlemen like the host tonight have, you know, faith in you. So I've taken it on faith that you are doing good work, but, you know, I haven't investigated you myself, and but when you go saying things like the Arabs are responsible for something that I don't know exactly what, but that somehow Americans in uniform are justified going over and killing innocent women, men, women, and children. I recently had a child. She's 4 months old, and I cannot imagine my wife and I and my daughter going through the experience in a war-torn environment. And I know some people's homes and stuff have been burned on the border, but who's allowing that? Americans. Americans, a lot of them Jewish. And as a Caucasian, as a real Israelite Caucasian brother, I don't appreciate you associating us with Jews, okay? And thank you for your work, brother, but you're a little bit confused. Thank you.
All right, you don't have to hang up now. You still there? Dylan? Well, you don't have to hang up, but anyway, well, John, if you want
to
respond, go ahead. If you want to respond, you may. John?
No, I don't respond. Stuff like that.
All right. Well, okay. Now, I think we have any other callers? What happened? They all drop off? We have any other callers, Manny? You've got Leslie. Okay. We have Leslie now back again. Leslie in Virginia. Hello. You're on with John Clark.
Hi, Rick and John. I received a beautiful letter from Ron Paul, and if you've got 2 minutes, I'd like to read it because this
sure.
is the Republican who voted against the wars.
Okay.
He also
right.
voted against the but it makes it very clear where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "You and I have been through a lot together in this course of the short campaign. We've already fought some key battles, won some great victories, and weathered some rough storms, but the challenges ahead may be the toughest yet. It's no secret that the elites and the political power brokers do not want us to win this race. A victory on our part would ruin their plans, and they would do anything to keep that from happening. I don't need to tell you that our American way of life is under attack. We see it all around us every day, and it is up to us to save it. The world's elites are busy forming a North American Union. If they are successful, as they are in forming the European Union, the good old USA will be a memory. We can't let that happen. The UN also wants us to confiscate our firearms and impose a global tax. The UN elites want to control the world's oceans with the Law of the Sea Treaty, and they want us to use our military to police the world. Our right to own and use property is fading because bureaucrats and special interests are abusing eminent domain. Our right to educate our children as we choose is under assault. No Child Left Behind is seeing to that. And our right to say no to forced mental screening of our school-age children is nearly gone. The elites gave us a national ID card. They also give us the most misnamed legislation in history, the Patriot Act. And there are some people are pushing to give amnesty to illegal immigrants and erase our national borders. Record government debt is putting a burden on our children and our grandchildren that is shameful. Yes, our American way of life is under attack, and it's understandable that many are concerned, even discouraged, about the kind of country our grandchildren will inherit. But we must never let discouragement become surrender. One reason I'm not discouraged is because I know I am not fighting this battle alone. Each day I head out into the battlefield, I know that you and thousands of other patriotic, freedom-loving Americans are right beside me, standing brave and true for what is good and right. I'm writing to you today to ask for you to recommit yourself to this battle. I need your help now more than ever in the fight to save the country that we love, for the people that we love. My wife Carol and I celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary this year, and we are proud parents of 5 children and 18 grandchildren. We love them very much, as I know you love your family. As a U.S. congressman, I've always kept in mind that well-being of my family and all the other families throughout our country. When I cast a vote or introduce legislation, I also keep in mind that I have sworn a solemn oath to uphold and protect the Constitution. For me, upholding that oath is the first and best way to preserve and protect our blessed American way of life for future generations. And now you know why I'm running for president. I ask for your help. Please send your maximum donation today to help me spread our message
yes.
and to pass the battle for truth. Thank you, dear friend, for all you mean to me and all you do for your children. My campaign is in your hands. Please spread the message and to retake our nation from the elites who are working every day to destroy our sovereignty. We cannot. We must not allow this to happen. Ron Paul."
Wasn't that nice? Excellent. Thank you, Leslie. If you want to hang on, you may.
Sure.
But we got to take this 3-minute break. John Clark, my guest. We have other callers. We'll take them, too. If you can hang on, John, we might as well go a little more.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
That's music to my ears. How about you, Leslie?
Absolutely. And that's the kind of message I want to send to the international corporations that have hijacked our Congress and hijacked the highest office of our country, which is the presidency. And that's the kind of music we need to hear every single day. Now, what I was saying about Ron Paul and John, Mr. Clark, this is the time to unite. This is the man that can beat Hillary. No, hands down, this is the man who voted against the war. This is the man who can save us from the North American Union that they have carefully orchestrated and doing this in a little step incremental process. And it's very important that we get behind Ron Paul tomorrow, show our support at www.com. ronpaul2008.com, because we don't have the time. I mean, don't get me wrong. Time is the essence here. It's very, very important that we get him on the radar screen in the screen in the top three or four candidates in the next several months, and I think we can do that. McLean is crippled. He's got serious, serious financial problems. In fact, he's going down. Giuliani, he can. In fact, if you put the top three candidates of the Republicans together, they cannot spur the Patriots or the churches or whatever. We got a real shot at this if we unite. Now is the time to unite and get Ron Paul on the radar screen for the media, where they have to address him. Of course they don't want to address him now, but we've got to make the difference, and we can do that, Mr. Clark.
John?
Oh, I agree with you. Ron Paul, like I said, is one of the three that's not a member of CFR. He is saying all the right things. My only concern with Ron Paul is his background as being a libertarian. And
well,
libertarians are for open borders. Now
he is not for open borders. I want that clarification made right now, Mr. Clark. He is not for open borders. And
No. I said libertarians are for open borders.
Well, he's a libertarian with a small L, not a large L, as he said so many times.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he has his differences with them as well.
In fact, I'll never forget when Mr. Cheney went into Congress and threatened him, and he said, if you don't sign this Patriot bill, the next terrorist attack, the ones who don't sign it will be accused. John, can you believe...
They were the ones that were perpetrating it, yeah.
Absolutely. And can you believe you would sign pages and pages of pages giving away our freedoms, our civil liberties, and you haven't read the first sentence? Can you believe this?
I've been working on the Hill for about 13 years, and the reason why I talk about the libertarians is I've been fighting them for many, many years. There's a couple of foundations there, and they were always fighting for these open borders. Now, I've heard very good things about Ron Paul. I'm just like with Giuliani. I mean, I've got a friend of mine who's endorsing him, and I said, do you know what the background of Giuliani is? I mean, he sued the government to keep New York a sanctuary city.
Absolutely.
Well, everybody has baggage, okay?
Absolutely, but I can reassure you. I can reassure you, Mr. Clark, that Ron Paul is to close our borders. And I tell you what the most important thing is that this president violated the Constitution when he would not protect our states, which is in Article 4, Section 4. And that was to protect it from invasion. Every state was to be protected, and he failed to do just that.
Well,
and
of course, he should be tried for treason, and
absolutely.
So should Bill Clinton.
Absolutely.
All of them should.
Bill Clinton, we went through, but the point being, we all are quite aware of how the Hillary, the Bush and Clinton team, as you put, I'm quite sure you know about the drug running in Iran-Contra and all that, how the Clintons and the Bush worked together so closely.
Mm-hmm.
And you're quite aware of that, Mr. Clark, since you've been on the Hill for 13 years.
Yeah, I've heard all that.
We had hearings on that, Mr. Clark. 1988,
Bernard
hearings.
What are you talking about? Okay, with
and
Oliver
North. And guess they closed the hearings down when that came up. They had to protect the Clintons, and they had to protect Bush Sr. at that time. And a lot of agents that worked in the Internal Revenue Service that exposed that lost their jobs and suffered serious repercussions for doing their jobs, Mr. Clark.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, that Congress is so damn corrupt, and we all know it. We all know it. Law enforcement knows it, and that's why you see you see who gets promoted and who doesn't. They've sent the signal loud and clear, Mr. Clark, and we've got to take this country back, and we've got to have a rule of law that really means
something.
There
have been people out there that are working at this for a lot longer than I have, who have been saying the same thing, and nobody listened. I've been at it for 13 years.
Mr. Clark.
And nobody listened. The only time they listen is when Lou Dobbs and the people in the media, like Rick and Steve Brown in Omaha, start talking about it. They didn't listen to us. They thought we were a bunch of kooks when
we
said, hey, our country's been invaded.
It is up to the American people. I have no problems calling Congress and doing my part every day. And I've never had anybody to come say, Leslie, what you're saying is untrue. I see fear in their eyes and whatever. I think people have got to start worrying about doing the right thing instead of worrying about what other people think.
That's absolutely right. To hell with the rest. Do
That's
what
right.
You must
I,
do.
I don't have that problem, Mr. Clark, whatsoever when I speak. None whatsoever.
Hey, Leslie, well, before I let you go, we're getting calls off the air.
Oh, but by the way, Mr. Clark, when I do speak, I always have the source documentation on me. So there's not a matter of my opinion. The source documentation, I always have that on hand, and I give that to them free of charge. So it isn't a question of my opinion or what I think. My question I pose to them is, what are you going to do about it?
That's a pistol-packing lady here. Hey, Leslie, before you leave, though, we have to move along.
Sure.
I want to ask you, because we're getting calls off the air.
I understand.
People want to know if you have an address for Ron Paul, since they don't have access to the net.
Yes, I do.
Or if you have a phone number.
Yes, I do.
If you wish, you might as well give that now. Go ahead.
Yes.
Paid commercial.
Okay.
Unpaid commercial.
Presidential Campaign Committee, Ron Paul, 2008.
Right.
The street address is 837 West Plantation Drive.
I like that, West Plantation Drive. 837 West Plantation Drive, yes.
At Clute, Texas. C-L-U-T-E, Texas. And the zip code is 77531.
All right.
And the toll-free number... let me give it again. 837 West Plantation Drive, Clute, Texas, C-L-U-T-E, Texas, 77531. And the toll-free number is 1-877-RON-2008. So it's 1-877-RON-2008. And, Mr. Clark, I want to thank you for everything that you're doing out here to save this country.
And thank you, Mrs.
Thank
Paul.
You. Like,
I mean, Leslie.
Pretty good. Hey, Clark,
right.
I love your sense of humor.
Thank you. Love
thank
yours,
you.
Too. All right. We had Bob from Washington, D.C. on the line now, but I think he dropped off. I'm sorry. We have, let's see, we can take another call quickly. Robert from Texas. Hello, you're on with John Clark.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah,
all
you right. know, as you know, we're one of the worst states being overrun by this illegal immigration. If we're not equal to California, we're only second to California. I mean,
yes.
They're pouring in and they're totally displacing us. But one point I wanted to make, I've called in before, but one point I wanted to make is this is not just happening to the United States. This is happening all over the world. This is a global plan.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend and she's a legal immigrant with a green card from England, and her relatives are visiting from the London area. And I was horrified to learn today, and I had heard some things like this, but they are opening all the prisons in Eastern Europe, and they're dumping all those people into England, not only them, but others, and it's the same story. They're bringing their wages down, displacing them, and they won't assimilate. They won't learn English. They won't learn the customs, and it's just like a tossed salad, you know, not a melting pot. You know, it's the same type of thing that's happening here, so... Just in case people are wondering, you know, this is not just happening to us here in the United States. This is happening all over the world, and especially to Europe and England. You know, our supposed allies, even though they are socialist countries, they're still there's a lot of good hardworking people in England, and they're being reamed, and they're being taxed to death. And a lot of the things Alex Jones was talking about, like taxing by the mile and taxing you for how far you drive. They're doing it to them in England now, and people are trying to get the heck out of there. I mean, they said 300, she told me 300,000 people left England last year.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
trying to, you know, try, like, as here, you
well,
know.
Where are we
going
to go when we have to leave? We have no place.
We're not
to
going
go.
Anywhere. I'm standing
no,
my ground.
We have no
I got,
place
I'm
to go. We've
got to
fight
I'm,
them now.
I'm yeah. ready. I'm ready for
well,
it.
Robert,
I got nothing to lose, and
Robert.
I'm ready to make a stand because
okay.
I'm standing for God and for good, you know.
All right, Robert. John wanted to respond. Go
sure,
yeah,
John.
Robert,
sorry about that.
Yeah, England. The Western civilization is being under attack and has been for a while, and the communists are using it very effectively, and they are using the Muslims. You talk to your friend, you'll see that mostly Muslims that are coming into England as the illegals, coming in from Africa, you know, all these different countries. We have mostly Mexicans because the accessibility. They just walk across the border. We have the Cubans, the illegal Cubans, who are going to Mona Island, coming through Puerto Rico. Now they're coming through Mexico. It's wide open. And, you know, they have an army here. And I want, there was another person that called in earlier about saying that our soldiers kill these poor kids over there. Well, you know, they're fighting a different war. It was like in Vietnam. My brother was in Vietnam. They never knew if it was going to be a child coming up to them with a grenade.
Sure.
They don't
sure.
have uniforms. They don't have uniforms over there. There may have been some kooks that with this prison. But, you know, you got somebody up that's a suicide bomber.
Well the problem,
I'd be on edge, too.
Yeah, the problem was the way it was approved from the chain of command, Dick Cheney on down, and the Pentagon approving of these policies. They weren't just, you know, by fluke or accident. And that's why the Abu Ghraib thing blew up in our faces.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one isolated incident. But like I said, I've seen these videos of Americans and others with their heads chopped off. They're doing it on purpose.
Well, who's doing it, though, you know? We have to ask
kids.
We don't even know who's doing it. That's the problem with these wars. We don't know for sure. You know, we've got agents in there, provocateur, just like we have here, John. You've seen them in Philadelphia when you were there. You've got government agents pretending to be on your side. How do we know who they are? We don't.
I'm a little curious about you, Rick. No, I'm
not sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, I figured you guys, I know you guys are well informed and are paying attention and are awake and out of the mind control.
Yeah, I'm part of Al-Qaeda.
But you know, some of the listeners, you know, they know about our situation, but just in case they don't, it's a global attack on any kind of freedom or any kind of sovereignty or, you know, trying to live free and just and just live and work in peace, you know, and you know, live a life. So
okay. Hey, Robert, are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called in, but it's been probably a year.
Yeah, I haven't heard you in a while.
Yeah.
We've got a few new callers tonight. Okay, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, I just let everybody know, I mean, May Day, Broken Arrow, we are being overrun in Texas. I mean, it's turning into Mexico here.
I'm sorry, but George Bush says there are guests, so...
Yeah,
you're
but
wrong.
There's little pockets.
You're wrong.
This brown ring is forming around Austin. And but it won't go west because the rich folks in West Austin, they won't have these people. They'll only have them come out and clean their toilets and wipe their children's behinds and, you know, mow their yards.
Sure.
But they don't want to live around them, you know. So this brown ring is forming. But, I mean, it is it's pretty frightening. I can take you to neighborhoods in this town that are, I mean, it's you'd be surrounded. You'd think you were in Mexico. It's unbelievable.
You are. That's
well,
the
yeah.
North. That's the North American Union.
Yeah. As far as
well, thank you, Robert, for your support.
Sure, Rick, and God bless
y'all,
man. And just everybody, hang in there. We've just got to stand our ground. I'm ready to go down fighting. You know.
Well, don't go down yet. Let's keep fighting first.
No, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the right moment. But I'm just saying, I'm not.
All right.
With our backs against the wall, we're just going to have to stand.
All right. Thank you for the call, Robert.
Okay, buddy.
Appreciate
it.
Good night. Well, we're just about to the end of the segment. I'm almost out of time for the program. I didn't think we'd go on this long, but we did. And I don't think we have any other callers on the line right now. But we have had a very interesting night tonight, a very interesting exchange, John. And whatever else they could say about you, you're certainly not dull, John Clark.
No, as long as you don't say dim with it.
No. But I think you have done some great work, and I just think that we need to focus really on the gang of criminals that are ruining our nation from within. And if we don't focus on them as the real culprits here who are destroying us domestically and in foreign policy, then we're going to just fall right into their ditch. And we need to eliminate them by whatever means that we can, you know, legal. And that vote, using your rope like a vote right now, is the only thing that we have. And we know how corrupt the voting machines have become. And by the way, Mr. Hagel, your friend, Chuck Hagel, is going to be leaving the Congress.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
And
I see you shed some tears over that.
Somebody running there against him, but glad to see him go.
Oh, come on, John. You loved him.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're a Hagel fan. I know you are. Closet right. Hegelfin.
Yeah.
Anyway, if people want to get in touch with the organization, Americans for Immigration Control, they can go to it on the web, AmericansForImmigrationControl.com, right?
Right.
And they can get your videos on the illegal invasion that you've produced as well.
There's six different videos, and the latest is America, Rule of Law, or Anarchy.
And, yes, and it is an excellent
In the video,
video
it shows how 27,000 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens since 9/11, and that's just the minimum.
And it's only like
it's
16
way,
minutes,
double that,
too.
But we like to keep the figures low just to make sure that our enemies are not out there planning something.
Well, we know
whatever
how the agents
planning.
Work, the agents provocateur.
Right.
All right, John, I want to thank you again for making an interesting night. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, Rick, thanks.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
John. Good night now. Well, we only have a few moments left when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to wrap things up and just mention a couple of other things, and we'll do that when we come back. And remember, support republicbroadcasting.org. You can also call us during the weekday hours. What is it? 800-724-2719. That's the number. Okay? 800-724-2719. Support Republic Broadcasting Network. And with your prayers, support Rick Adams as well. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
yes, we have our ways, I see. Yes, indeed, you're right, Mr. Bill. Well, as a follow-up to our program tonight and much of the rhetoric that we had exchanged on the program, here's something that I think you, our listeners, might find interesting. Daily Mail in England, you can go to them, www.dailymail.co.uk. And you can read, for today, as a matter of fact, the article by Simon Walters, I'll Hate All Iranians, USA Tells British MPs. Fascinating article. The British MPs who were visiting the Pentagon to discuss America's stance on Iran and Iraq were shocked to be told by one of President George Bush's senior women at the Pentagon, quote, I hate all Iranians. And she also accused Britain of dismantling the Anglo-U.S.-led coalition in Iraq by pulling troops out of Basra too soon. The all-party group of MPs said Deborah Kagan, with a C. I wonder what kind of name that is. Must be a Muslim name, huh? Deputy Assistant Secretary for Coalition Affairs to Defense Secretary Mr. Gates made the comments this month, and the six British MPs were taken aback by the words that she spoke, and in particular what she said about England as well. She made it clear that although the U.S. had no plans to attack Iran, it did not rule out doing so if the Iranians ignored warnings not to develop a nuclear bomb. It was her tone when they met with her on September 11th that shocked them most. They say that at one point she says, in any case, I hate all Iranians. Huh. Now, can you imagine if the same woman, which I doubt, said, I hate all Jews? What would happen to her? You think it would make the U.S. media? Oh, I think it might. But you see, it's okay to hate Iranians and Arabs and Muslims and blacks and others, because they're expendable. They're not important. And this is not racism. Well, you see, that's one of the reasons that America is being hated today. And it's not America or Americans per se. It's the government of America. And I hate this government as well, my friends. And I think I've got plenty of reason to hate it, because it is the sworn enemy of the United States and the Constitution. Yes, Ron Paul deserves your support. He's one of the few remaining patriots that is left in the halls of the legislature in Washington. And he deserves your respect and your calls. He's not perfect. No one said anyone is perfect. But let me tell you something. He is head and shoulders above the rest of them and all of them put together. So, that's my final word, ladies and gentlemen. I hate all Iranians. And that's the new mantra of George Bush's administration. Not a peep in the U.S. Zionist-run media. All right, we'll be back, Father willing, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Central with another lively program of Uncensored Radio Free America. I thank you all for your contributions tonight. Great show. And we'll see you then, Lord willing. Have a great night. God bless you and keep the faith. Good night, everyone. Brick Adams. With